young woman said. If you'll follow me. Grayson gestured and then fell in behind the Ethan as they started through the corridors. It didn't take her long to recognize that they weren't heading for the shuttle docks.
Excuse me, why aren't we holding this meeting on the Odysseus? Grayson asked.
I'm afraid I wasn't cleared for any information regarding the Odysseus repairs, the Ethan admitted. The entire section has been under rather extreme security since the arrival of the task group, Admiral Tanner's orders, on request of Commodore Weston.
Grayson fell silent then and followed as the Ethan led her through the maze of corridors. Eric Stanton Weston stood in the conference room with hands clasped behind his back, eyes on the ship that floated approximately 100 meters away. He'd requested the farthest slip available, wanting to keep his ship and the being that had apparently taken possession of it as far away as possible from any other similar entities. He estimated that would ultimately prove to be a losing proposition, as long as they kept the ship intact, but he had to at least try. Whether they would finish the core repairs to the Odysseus was the most important part of the upcoming meeting with the Admiral, a subject he had decidedly mixed feelings on. The entity, Odysseus, was unlike the others he had encountered. Central was very much like the Primenae themselves, far too calm and